ABC Radio Australia.
While Papua New Guinea's long-held desire to field a team in the NRL has been front and centre lately, the PNG RFL's ambitions for the women's game could well bear fruit much sooner. The organisation's five-year strategy includes the establishment of a national women's competition by 2025, along the lines of the men's Digicel Cup. And as Carl Evans reports, it's a move which one of the key figures behind the plan believes will open up a pathway for PNG's best female players to make the move to Australia.
For Della Adama, her PNG Orchids debut in 2017 was a dream come true. But unlike her male counterparts, there was no Digicel Cup or PNG Hunters team for her to return to once the match was over. Now, she's in a position to change that. As PNG Rugby League's female high-performance coordinator, she'll be helping to implement the country's first national women's competition in 2 years' time.
There's no pathway in place where they come and then they put a full stop at the national level, where once the selection is done, everyone feels that there's no hope anymore. It's also killing the girls and giving negative thoughts back to the husbands and the brothers that we didn't make the Orchids and that's it. We cannot support you, wasting our time. Having this national competition in place, it's going to involve a lot of girls. We're talking about 200 plus female participating in this national competition throughout the country. So yeah, it will really help the girls with the mindset.
The competition is part of a five-year strategic plan from the governing body to strengthen the game. Working alongside Della is PNG's high-performance general manager, Mark Portis, who says the women's competition will likely feature existing Digicel Cup clubs.
Yeah, that is the thinking with introducing the female comp. So we'll probably use a bit of the model that the NRLW use. We'll start small, maybe only have four or five clubs that start with a female version of the team. Make sure we do it right and then scale it up, similar to what NRLW's done. They're going to need support from us at the PNG RFL, but from a strategic point of view, they all see that it makes sense. That's where they need to go. They've all got various capacities and capabilities, and some won't be ready in 2025 to do it. And that's part of my role and the PNG RFL's role, is to actually start getting them those capabilities and capacities so they can start hosting a women's team.
The five-year plan also aims to introduce a national under-19s competition for young male and female players to strengthen the pathway from the grassroots to the professional ranks.
All the consultation and the research we've done over the last 2 years, probably the biggest piece of feedback we've got is improving the quality of the pathways, improving those opportunities for talented kids. You know, there's a view that there's probably a lot of talent in PNG that's not really being identified and tracked as well as it could. So providing more opportunities for them to compete at younger ages is definitely part of the plan there, yes. So having that competition pathway is important for them.
The new strategy comes in the wake of an encouraging campaign for the PNG Orchids at last year's Rugby League World Cup. And Mark Porter says public support for a women's competition is at an all-time high.
So last year we did a number of interviews, public surveys, and it was a vast majority in support of introducing a women's comp as soon as possible. There's some that are pushing for us to do it quicker than 2025. And it's becoming more socially acceptable for females to be playing rugby league in Papua New Guinea. So there's a lot of opportunities that really isn't available to the girls that have been available to the boys for a long time. So there's a large part of just trying to rectify that. So it's, you know, there's a social aspect, there's an equality aspect, but also from a modern sporting point of view, this just makes good business sense as well, that your sport reflects society in general and all the opportunities available across society. Your sport should be reflecting that too.
Della Adama supports that view. And on the ground, she says interest among women in playing rugby league is actually higher than it is among men.
That's why I'm working very hard day and night to make it happen with a lot of confidence. I know that it's going to happen and it's going to be bigger than the men's. PNG women, they're born to play rugby league. They're naturally rugby league talented players. They're naturally physically tough, fast. There's a lot of talent out there implementing this national competition. I think most of our girls will just get picked from this competition down to New South Wales and QRL. I have confidence with that.
PNG Rugby League's the Women's High Performance Coordinator and Orchids Assistant Coach Adela Adama, ending that report by Carl Evans. Meanwhile, the PNG Hunters, they're back in Queensland Cup action on the Gold Coast tomorrow when they take on Burleigh Bears in what has become a traditional Anzac Day encounter, with the two sides competing for points and the Kokoda Cup. And in the Ron Massey Cup, fresh from their win over the reigning premiers at Hills Bulls in Latoka last weekend, the Kaividi Silktails have been rewarded with a bye, so they can put their feet up.